Let's talk to Hoot Gibson, head coach of the J.M. Bennett Clippers, fresh off a scrimmage tonight against Del Mar. Hey, coach.
Yay, what's going on?
All right, so you've been snake bitten the last couple of years. I'm hoping that you've been able to make it through the preseason healthy.
Yeah, but no excuses. Yeah, we've been bitten by an injury bug, but everybody has. So we'll so far so good, and we'll see what happens next Saturday against Washington.
So the J.M. Bennett Clippers, of course, getting ready for a 2015 season. And when you look at this team, what kind of changes do you foresee?
Well, first of all, we changed our offense. We ran the spread for the last 2 years with the talent of the skill guys that we had. But right now, we're back to the eye, and we're going to pound the ground.
Uh-oh. And of course,
we got a big physical offensive line, and we're going to ride them to our success, we hope.
Now, J.M. Bennett opens up with a home game on Saturday. You get an extra day to prepare, but a home game against Washington. And let's talk a little bit more about your offense. Who's going to be your quarterback this year?
We're probably going to go with our sophomore, Joey Blake, just because we're going to go with two guys running the ball at tailback because they've got to play defense. Joey Geary and Tyquan King will be our eye backs with Joey Blake at the quarterback.
And now, when you take a look at the rest of your offense pounding the ball, I would imagine that you still like to throw the ball a little bit. So, your quarterback is fully capable of getting it out to some top receivers?
Yes, we're still going to throw. We've got, like I said, when Joey's not playing tailback, he'll be at the wing back. And we have a very fast wide receiver. He's young, and hopefully he can stretch the defense for us.
Coach, the Daily Times said you may have one of the biggest offensive lines in the Bayside this year. Can you give us an average across the line of what other teams will be looking at when they face you?
Both our tackles are over 250, guard and center about 240, and our Ricardo Bravo is our small guard weighing in at 230. So, yeah, we're excited, and we've got Nate Parrott at tight end. He's 6'3", 215, so we're working hopefully move some guys up front. We got a 250-pound fullback in our sophomore, Loma Thomas. So we're excited.
What are you feeding those guys, biscuits and gravy?
I was due to have an offensive line. So last year I had to go to the Chuck and Duck, and we had three serious injuries on the offensive line. It was just a long season for us. But hopefully we're staying healthy, and like James said, get ready for the first game. That's all we're worried about.
Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball, though. What are we going to look at for the Clippers?
We're going to be in the 4-4, and I've been telling everybody we couldn't stop Mud yet last year. We just got ate up inside, and hopefully with these big guys that we have up front, we can cause a couple stalemates and send our linebackers and safeties, and we're going to be blitzing a lot more than we did last year.
Rolling the dice this year are the J.M. Bennett Clippers. Now, when you take a look at this team offensively and defensively, let's look first offensively. What is the strong point, do you think? Is it your offensive line?
Absolutely, yeah. We went up against two quality Delaware teams in Laurel and Del Mar, and they're going to be forced to be reckoned with in that open conference. But we held our own. We went up and down the field with Del Mar. They moved the ball on us. We moved the ball on them. And Laurel's probably got the strongest offensive line. One of the strongest offensive lines we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
We held our own. We're very excited. We just got to clean up a few things and hope it'll come together for us.
What are the strengths on the defensive side of the ball for you?
Probably our secondary. They're the three seniors. They're pretty much the returners coming back. So we got to get the front eight situated. That's our biggest focus this camp, and we're getting there. We're not quite there. We start two sophomores, an inside linebacker, and one at outside linebacker. So they got some learning to do.
Talking with Coach Hoot Gibson from the J.M. Bennett Clippers. When you take a look at the Bayside Conference as a whole, do you think it's up or is it down right now?
I mean, we sent, five teams to the playoffs yet last year. I mean,
right.
That's every year we do that. So in the success that we've had, it's a tough conference.
Very tough conference.
I know, though, Coach, and I always refer to the folks, east of Cambridge as the Bayside South, although I know that's not how they classify. It was a good year for the North last year, but the South has gone through some tumultuous times the last couple of years, and obviously we talked about you guys being snake-bitten. You think, though, that the tide's going to change for teams that are east of Cambridge in the Salisbury and obviously Snow Hill and Stephen Decatur included in that?
Well, right. Hopefully it comes in cycles. 10 years ago, everybody wanted to play, you know, Ken Allen, Queen Anne. They were, you know, they were down. Now they're up. They're doing something right up there, and we've got to find a way to match it, you know. And North Carolina, Eastern, you know, every year they're battling for the playoffs. So it's time for us to step up. And, you know, thank goodness I don't play Kent County.
Yeah.
Now they're, you know, where'd they come from? Brendan's doing a great job up there.
Absolutely.
So, and you know, I'm worried about Bobby Knox down at Decatur. Nobody's saying anything about him, and you got to watch that wiry veteran down there. He's a class act. You never know what he's going to do.
You know, it's one of those things, Coach, I think, that, and you said it best, it's just got to get ready for, you know, game in and game out. Let's talk about Washington. They've got a new coach this year there. What are some of the challenges you think the Jaguars will pose for your Clippers on Saturday?
Well, right now, I understand they're running the spread. We haven't seen a spread. You know, Laurel was double tight, wishbone, and power eye. Then I go to Delmar, wing T, double tight. So I haven't, you know, we haven't prepared against the spread. So we'll hit the ground running Monday, and hopefully we can find a solution to that.
Well, I guess
you never know, and that's why you got to show up. Heck, they beat us 3 years ago.
I guess there will be some spread in some of your practices, though, Coach. You will be bringing it back at least for a week.
Talk with Coach Hoot Gibson from the JM Minute Clippers. Coach, we'll ask you the same thing we've been asking all the coaches today, and that is, who is the best team in the Bayside?
Who is the best team in the Bayside? Can I answer that on November 9th?
Oh, okay. Well, it just...
No, it's Queen Anne and Ken Allen until someone knocks them off. You know, they're the top of the heat, and Cambridge and Kent County in the 1A. Someone's got to step up, match whatever they're doing up there, weight room. Somehow we got to find a way to match them.
All right, Coach. Hey, best of luck this year, and we appreciate you joining us tonight. We look forward to talking to you each and every week right here on Overtime Live.
All right. Hey, we appreciate what you guys do, Mark. All right, take care. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.